Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We want you to swear on the radio, at least kind of, sort of.
Easy.
So I feel like every mom has kids around and has a situation pop up where those kids or life makes you want to swear. So what is your substitute swear word when your kids are around, moms? 314-531-9898. What is a substitute swear that you use instead of saying whatever that word is, you say what?
You
have one?
Well, no, I'm going to come out and say I simply don't have any substitutes for this because I was born and raised with the real deal. That's why Kevin has to use the dumb button.
Yeah. I was going to say, Hannah has heard on the radio multiple times.
That's all I know. Wish I had a substitute.
That's all I know, too. Fudge is the one that comes to mind primarily.
I feel like a lot of people use the word fudge.
My best AB friend, Elizabeth, and I, we stopped swearing like a couple months ago. And it's honestly really fun because there's been a lot of creative things that have come out of it. One that I think a lot of people use is mother trucker.
I heard that.
My friend Elizabeth.
Do you drop that a lot?
No, Elizabeth does. And Elizabeth will also say son of a nut.
Oh. Yeah.
So sometimes we'll just replace it with random words. Mm.
My friend used to say shiitake mushrooms.
I've heard that.
And I was like, oh, every time like shiitake. And I was like, oh, thank God. Mushrooms. Yeah.
I always say dang.
Dang?
Like, I never say damn.
I feel like dang is a common one. But what is the one that you substitute? Is it a word? Is it a different way to say the swear words? 314-531-9898. Is there a substitute swear word or a funny phrase or word that you use instead of swearing when you're frustrated? You want to take it out? We'll take your answers and your swear words while we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. Moms, we want to hear about how you swear around the kids. These kids probably have made you swear before, but you don't want to swear around the kids, so you come up with these funny sayings or phrases that you use to switch out a swear word. 314-531-9898. Becky, what's the swear word that you use around the kids?
Me and all my the old Orbitz commercial where she would say, who you calling a cootie queen, you lint licker.
Lint licker.
That's funny.
I love that.
Yes, or they say, pickle you kumquat. That was pretty funny too.
Wow. That was aggressive too. Kevin's so nervous during this whole segment.
This is a little, I'm nervous to read text.
I mean, moms are pros at this. They got this. Thank you so much for the call. They're so much a pro. Laura, you do something behind your kid's back, huh?
Yeah. Instead of cussing, I do the silent thing where I just flip them off behind their back.
What they don't know won't hurt them.
Almost like
I may have been caught a couple times.
And in Friends, they do the whole like thing that they do too. Like they do like the sign where they're like actually flipping somebody off. That's a thing in Friends too. Hannah, what are some of the text messages over there?
Mama J texted in a really popular one. Son of a biscuit eater.
Mm.
I feel like that's a good. What the flip flop?
Solid.
Danny texted in and said, if I ever get frustrated, instead of saying the F word, I say mother father.
Whoa. Kevin's heart I saw his heart dropped. Oh my God.
Another really, really good one from the movie Elf, son of a nutcracker.
This is a good one. Kate, what's the word that you use around your kids instead of subs out a swear word?
What the French toast?
What the French toast? That actually sounds delicious and hilarious.